Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1836. The topic is Q&A, and the title is Training Adjustment When Overconsuming Calories to Reach Protein Target. That is a long one, but I wasn't sure how to say it any shorter while still getting the point across. But a current client, a new client, they're struggling to reach their protein target without going over their calorie target. Their calorie target is between 16 to 1800 calories, but right now they're kind of hitting around 2000 on most days. Their protein goal is 120 grams, but they're barely getting in 100. Most days they're actually at like 60 to 80. So we have a really, really low protein percentage at the moment for their total calorie intake. This is due to a couple of different issues, but one of the issues it's causing is essentially we're not in a caloric deficit, so we need to be able to create that caloric deficit to control body fat. They're actually gaining body fat right now, and their goal is to actually lose body fat, but they were wondering, well, they knew that something was wrong before they came and met me, but they didn't know it was this far off. And this is, what I mean by that is they're eating only 2,000 calories, and they're eating as much as 60 to 80 grams of protein while trying. So imagine what they were doing before when we weren't tracking everything. So the issue we have is we need to consume higher protein percentage foods. So we've made some changes already. They're doing a protein powder in the morning to at least start the day with more protein. And then they don't mind meat, fish, and chicken. So I said, okay, have a fish or a chicken, you know, most nights of the week. Try to have that every night if you can to get, again, another protein source in before we go to bed. So we're starting the day with a high amount of protein. We're ending the day with a high amount of protein. So that way, hopefully, you know, by starting the day with high protein, it's decreasing the amount of stress the body experiences during the day by being underfed in protein. And then by increasing the protein we have before we go to bed, it's giving the body a better chance to have an improved recovery state while we're sleeping. So those are at least the two most important times. We've talked about foods they can have during the day. They have a hard time being consistent with daily meals. So I just gave them a high protein percentage foods list. We talked about, you know, what are kind of some good foods to focus on, how they can plan that ahead, and we're working on it. But in the meantime, we've made an adjustment to their training. Since their calories are high, we need to burn more calories. You need to use more calories through activity. Since they're like a fat loss comes from a calorie deficit. So how many calories we're eating versus how many calories we're using. They're eating a lot of calories. So we need to use more than those calories. So we have to add in activity. However, since their protein is very low, we need to add in activity that is non-muscle and non-connective tissue damaging. They do not have the recovery capacity to fix a lot of damage. So we have to add in activity that is non-damaging. So when the client and I were discussing their current eating habits and we're wanting to make that change, they asked, if I'm overeating, should I be doing longer workouts? They're already working out about 40 minutes four times a week. That's plenty. So I responded, we can increase our activity, but we want to do so without muscle or connective tissue stress. And we went on and kind of explained that a little bit. But their recovery capacity, as I said, is limited by their protein intake. And so would be yours. You can only recover based on as much protein as you're consuming. But for this client, we still need to create a caloric deficit. And maybe for you, you still want to have a caloric deficit. You can't just lift more weights and do more stressful activity. We instead would need to add steady state cardio. That's like just walking on the treadmill for 30 minutes, walking on the step mill for 20 minutes. Not fun. That's the least fun cardio there is. But that's our option. We can't do something that creates tissue stress. steady state cardio, is that something? Steady state cardio, especially for lighter body weights and lower muscle mass, so most often females, is going to be not very efficient at burning calories. So it is not the best choice to burn a significant amount of calories, but it's the best choice to burn calories while avoiding tissue damage. So for most people, even just bodyweight movements like bodyweight squats and alternating lunges is still going to accumulate some kind of tissue stress around the knees and the joints because they might not have strong muscles at those joints. So if you're somebody more physically fit and you can handle your own bodyweight, maybe you could just do some bodyweight circuits. That would be great. But if you find bodyweight circuits to still be challenging, then steady state cardio is really the best option. The better option is to continue to improve their nutrition, which is what we're doing. But in the meantime, we're adding in the extra cardio. So our motivation for improving our nutrition would be that we don't have to do the extra cardio eventually. So if you're struggling with too high of calories while struggling to get in enough protein, adding steady state cardio in the meantime, meaning while you're working on correcting the nutrition, can be very helpful. Now, when would we do the cardio? I have my clients in these situations do the cardio after weight training. We don't do fasted steady state cardio in the mornings. That's unnecessary. And we don't want to do it before our workouts, because then that might impede or impair the performance of the weight training part of the workout, which means it's going to reduce the change stimulus that we get from the workout. So we want to maximize the workout. We want to maximize the change stimulus that we're getting from the resistance training. So we do that first, and then we do the cardio afterwards. We're just looking to burn more calories through the cardio. That's it. We're not trying to be good at it. We're not trying to make it, you know, like, can we run a mile in 5 minutes? We're not trying to do anything with it. We're just trying to burn up some extra calories. How much do we do? I typically have clients start at 20 minutes per session, maybe just 2 sessions a week, eventually go to 3, then maybe 4. And we do low impact intervals. So I do not do running with my clients that in this situation, in this case. I like to have them do walking on an inclined treadmill, maybe elliptical with some resistance, maybe some step mill. And we do intervals to where they might do 1 or 2 minutes at like a lower intensity and then 2 to 3 minutes at a higher intensity. They're not going to run. I don't want a ton of impact, but something that makes them super duper out of breath for those 2 or 3 minutes, and then they cut back down for 1 to 2 minutes to let them recover their breath. But that's roughly about what we do. So again, if you're struggling with too high of calories while struggling to get in enough protein, you want to use more calories to help control body weight, but you have to do so in non-damaging ways, which typically means steady state cardio. And then your motivation to continue to improve the nutrition part is that you eventually don't have to do the steady state cardio. Okay, quick and simple. Just thought that was a good topic to throw out there in case anybody else was dealing with the same struggle. If you have any questions, if you need anything, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.